Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7.38 on Thursday. It's Thursday morning. Yesterday, kind of a tough day. We're going to get right to the news here. Oh, boy. That's sexy news.
The Radio Alice Report.
All right.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank just made it easier for schools to get pandemic supplies they
morning.
Need now.
So,
oh, we hear you, Doug. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, good.
It's going. We're on the air, Doug. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank just made it easier for schools to get pandemic supplies they need now so education can continue. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area schools, school districts, so they can buy personal protective equipment, Wi-Fi access, and more to keep everyone healthy and learning. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. And now we've already heard from, but we introduce Doug Sovereign from KCBS. He's an award-winning reporter, an award-winning writer, and he's here to update us on the events of yesterday. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. I'm here to interrupt your show, not realizing we're already on the air.
No, it's all good.
Interrupting is what we do on the show.
It is all good. So, Doug, you've been reporting on this since yesterday began. Tell us everything.
Such craziness. I just want to preface this by saying anytime I come on with you guys, it's not a good sign because I'm thinking
don't
back,
say
you know,
that.
9/11, Katrina. I mean,
right.
The only time I get to talk to Sarah and Vinny on the radio, I mean, something terrible has happened usually. you know, do I ever win a contest or just get to introduce
well,
a record?
I mean,
now?
You know, I don't think you're allowed to win our contest. But listen,
yeah,
look, I actually felt like by the end of the day yesterday, things had settled down and gotten to a point where, I was able to sleep. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
Tell us your experience yesterday. What did you personally go through?
Well, not much because I'm covering this, of course, from Oakland, from my home where it's safe, but safe and warm. But crazy day. I mean, you know, we thought it was going to be a long day of you know, mostly ceremonial, but then a lot of debate over, you know, the counting of these votes, and there'll be challenges. It'll go on for hours. Little did we know it would all be interrupted by something we've never seen before. I mean, people storming, attacking the Capitol, you know, not since the British in 1814 had anyone done anything like this, and that was during a war. And instead, we had a long day, you know, six-hour interruption. You know, at last count, and maybe it's changed since I was asleep, four people died.
Right.
And just an extraordinary thing that we no one really anticipated and ever thought we would see, people attacking the seat of our democracy to interrupt the transfer of power. And that's what we saw. It got done finally at 12:32 in the morning, our time, this morning, last night. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are now officially president and vice president-elect. But, you know, in between, the Capitol was trashed and four people lost their lives. And the world saw something I don't think anybody ever expected to see in America.
Is this count, the one that went down yesterday, something you've ever paid attention to?
Yeah, for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. I mean, it's usually this quick, you know, Madam Speaker, let's open, you know, they open these boxes and these
forms. It's ceremony, right?
It's a ceremony. And the role of the vice president is kind of like that of a game show MC. I mean, he just opens it and recognizes people and that's it. We have had challenges before. The last time they actually had a debate, it was 2004, and it was Barbara Boxer's idea to have the challenge because she thought there was voter suppression in Ohio, which a lot of people think there was. And this was when George W. Bush was reelected. But that took an hour, maybe, and there was no illusion that it was going to change the result or do anything other than register the complaint, which is what they did. We've never seen anything like this, and no one, it's just not the way it's usually done. And let's hope it doesn't ever go this way again in the future.
Right. It just feels like we've departed from the normal world. What did you make of you brought up George Bush. What did you make of his thoughts on this? I never really thought I'd think to myself, wow, good job, George W. But
yeah, remember, how people, many people around here felt about George W. Bush when he was president. Now those are like the good old days.
Right.
At least
he knew what the office was. It, you know, he was a guy who knew how to do it.
Well, to some extent.
Yes, right.
Jimmy Carter, George W. Bush, they put out statements. You know, people like Mitt Romney, I mean, people are the voices of reason who certainly Democrats and people on the left would never have thought they'd be calling them that. But right. Yeah, I mean, many people from the center to the left and even from right of center came together to say, you know, this is not America. This is not what's supposed to happen here. This is just not what the way we operate. And it's shameful. It's a disgrace. It's a stain on our country, which I think our democracy will survive and overcome. I mean, it's a credit to the country that we did. Yeah. They got back to work and they finished it and it's done. Yep. But who knows what the next few days and the next few weeks and as we move into the Biden presidency, what all of that will bring.
Having never paid attention to the ceremony, the ceremonial counting or voting, so to speak, it was only after towards the end of the day that I had a minute to sort of think about what went down, and ultimately I landed on this was allowed to happen, right?
Well, I mean, certainly they overwhelmed the Capitol and the Capitol Police at one point. Somebody made the decision tactically that there's too many of them. Let's just sort of stand back. And if that's what you mean by allowing it to happen, yeah, to some extent. And watching it unfold, all I could think was, gee, this isn't what it looked like when there was a Black Lives Matter protest.
Well, that's partially my point, which is I don't know who can activate the National Guard, mm-hmm. but I'm guessing it must be the president.
Well, it's the Secretary of Defense, and above him, of course, is the president. And there's some dispute still about whether President Trump was asked to do it and said no. But ultimately, the Secretary of Defense consulted with Vice President Pence and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the legislative leaders from Congress who were all in the Capitol and made the decision to activate. And, you know, they went around President Trump in that case. Whether he actually said no or whether he was never consulted remains unclear to me. But yeah, and then in terms of the Capitol Police deciding to just let people go through, that was probably a decision on the ground just in terms of numbers. But just imagine, as you know, many people have, if this were a Black Lives Matter protest or if that crowd had not been mostly white and conservative Republican, what the response ahead of time would have been, whether the Capitol would have been ringed in advance by the National Guard.
It 100% would have been.
Yeah, whether people would have been gassed and had rubber bullets fired on them, et cetera. None of that happened. It was a huge difference. Instead, you saw police taking selfies with protesters after they'd actually gotten into the Capitol. And after all those people got into the Capitol, they were allowed to leave. Most of them were not arrested.
Right.
Last count I saw, 15 were arrested. They were just allowed to leave, which is mind-boggling.
It is. It's horribly frightening. So we're talking with Doug Sovereign from KCBS. We're going to let you go now, but we'll check back in with you at 8:40 if there's any further developments. And I have, we have other things to talk with you regarding this about then. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
All right. Look forward to that. Always good to be on with you, even if it's often after something
terrible.
Right.
Next time, let's just have you on for fun.
Okay.
Write another.
Do you ever report on rainbows? Because we'd love to. I mean, if you could do that.
I've got a special series on unicorns coming
up.
Oh,
my God.
So let's talk about
that. We will book you for next week. Thank you so much. Doug Sovereign from KCBS coming up next hour at 8:40. We'll again talk to him and try and get sort of all of this sorted out for you. But for now, that's interesting, though, the whole this was allowed to happen thing, because I think it was.
Well, I loved your whole Duck Dynasty thing this morning, because honest to God, every one of those people who made it onto TV was double birding and yelling MF-er and just looked like a cast member from that show. It was actually frightening. It was an incredibly scary day yesterday. If you didn't watch it in the middle of the day and you saw just the highlight, because a lot of people are busy. People have lives.
Didn't see it. Yeah, I only found out about it from you. And then as soon as I got home, I was back in daddy daycare. There was no time to sit and watch. So
no.
I caught up as best I could. And I don't mean to treat it as something that isn't important, but I had priorities and the TV wasn't one of them yesterday.
Well, you're an American with a life, Vinny.
Well, with a kid is more like it. Mm. Kids don't, they really don't care.
And you're certainly not going to watch that kind of news in front of them.
Right. Anyway, moving on, we'll get back to that next hour and let Doug sort of all that out for us. But speaking of TV, coming up this weekend, the NFL is going to be on all day, both days. So,
Oh my God, hooray!
If this is your thing,
best weekend ever!
You are going to have the best weekend ever. There are three games Saturday, three games Sunday. They're playoff games. So, unless, of course, the teams are beat by COVID,
which could happen.
Yeah, well, that's I think that's what's happening to Cleveland. They don't it doesn't
Poor
look
Cleveland.
Like they don't have their coaches aren't going to be able to be there. They're going to be missing some players. No one expects them to beat Pittsburgh, but without, you know, key ingredients, there's basically no chance. And that is your evening game on Sunday night. But before that, you've got Indy versus Buffalo on Saturday morning. L.A. Rams, that is, versus Seattle in the afternoon. And the evening game is Tom Brady.
Mm. Oh, my man.
And his Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Washington.
Against the football team.
The football team, right. You know, I swear that the name they chose to go through this season with almost sounds like a toddler move, a baby move, like, fine, you don't like our name, we won't have one.
I'll be and the yet, kid.
Right. And yet now it seems to have taken.
I know.
People.
They should
people
just call
like
the football
it.
Team. The Washington
I think they're
team.
Going to.
They should.
Anyway, it'll be interesting if they decide to come up with a name. But in today's controversial world where you can't say a damn thing, you're probably better off just staying with football team.
You really can't say much these days, can you? It's difficult.
No, in fact, I found that story that I mentioned to you yesterday. Let me run down these teams real quick. Baltimore at Tennessee on Sunday's early game. Chicago at New Orleans is the midday game. And then Cleveland at Pittsburgh on Sunday night, which Cleveland's unfortunately missing a lot of ingredients. So I was telling you about this fitness magazine that had tweeted.
Yes.
They said, burn off. They were encouraging people to burn off those Christmas calories with exercise. This is from Women's Fitness.
From a fitness magazine.
Right? Yeah.
We can't
Women's
stress
fitness
that enough.
On Twitter said, are you getting out for a run or a walk or a cycle today? It's a great day to burn off those Christmas calories. Post your pics here. They're just trying to, you know, encourage exercise. And the backlash was good. The suggestion of exercise being about burning off food was met with backlash. And there were people tweeting them, we shouldn't be ascribing to moral labels to food. We shouldn't be ascribing moral labels to food and exercise or encouraging people to adopt and earn a burn mentality, on and on and on. Oh, the problem here is it feels like everything you say needs a qualifying statement. Everything. And we've had it here where we're doing our show and someone says, you know, oh, I had a bad day or this happened. And then someone writes in and says, yeah, but you didn't lose your job. All right. You're right. I didn't.
Let's start with the things we're grateful for and then move on to the things that are kind of a bummer, but not try to overdo those because you might be more bummed out than we are. So
I do get it. And I know we do a job where we're talking, we're speaking publicly and they're tweeting publicly. And so it really is going to come down to qualifying statements are needed for everything you say. The end.
The end.
Sheesh. Anyway.
I was going to qualify for people who can't talk and can't qualify things. That's, you know, that's a sad state of affairs. We need to think about those people.
Here's some more nonsense for you. Well, this isn't actually nonsense. This is, 29-year-old Daydrina Walker-Williams was on a Spirit Airlines flight to Portland, Oregon on Sunday. Two little kids behind her wouldn't stop kicking her seat. One of them was 3, the other was 7. She says she asked their mom to handle it more than once, and the mom ignored her. So
some Daydrina moms can't handle their kids. There's no question.
Waited for the plane to land, grabbed her luggage from the overhead bin, and then attacked the mom. She landed 2 or 3 punches, and the woman ended up with injuries to her head and lip.
Oh, boy.
Daydrina admitted
Daydrina, you made it all the way through the flight. You made it. You were done.
She told the cops, do what you got to do. As in, yeah, I did it. I feel better for it. And now you got to do whatever you got to do. She also, she claims the mom hit her first and punched her in the shoulder at some point. No one else saw that happen. She's facing charges of felony assault and harassment. And this all from a seat-kicking incident from children on an airplane.
Well,
our patience is thin, people.
You can't be punching people in the face, but that is the mother's responsibility to make that stop. I don't care if she has to lay across their legs. She should make that stop. That's not okay. It's not cool. But also, punching people in the face, not cool. Don't do it.
Right. Well,
but try to be, you know, cognizant of other people. I don't understand it. We're such an
Have you noticed, though, that there are a lot of parents that don't want to be a bad guy?
Right. Oh, for sure. They don't. It's like the kid. I don't like to say the word no.
So there's
that. I'm like, what are you talking about? You got to scream no. Kids need to know there are limits to what they can do. You're the person who's supposed to teach them the rules. There are rules.
I try to tell my kid that a lot when we're coming down on her. I try to explain it's my job to help you become a grown up.
Yeah.
It's hard to grow up. But these things that we're talking to you about are lessons you have to learn.
Right.
We aren't doing this because we like it. We have fun things to do on our schedule.
Absolutely.
But we got to deal with you first.
Yep.
And that's just part of the job. And yet, that woman got her face punched for her lack of action.
Well, that's, you know, that wasn't the response. Frankly, was her name Deandra? What was it?
Daydrina,
you had made it through the flight. Maybe she was like, I feel like going to the police station. You know?
I think, I can't speak to her, but I do know there are times when you're wronged where you feel like, I have to do something or I'm going to hate myself when I leave here. I have to say something.
I was a doormat.
Yeah, or I'm going to feel like this. I don't think that's one of those situations, but I feel like I've had that feeling before where something's got to happen here. I need justice.
Right. Street
However
justice.
Small.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I can see your frustration. I just feel like, lady, you made it to the end of the flight. What are you doing? What are you doing? Walk off the plane, go on with your life. Know that that lady has to deal with those two brats.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent us. My eyes are drawn to this one.
Oh.
You guys are amazing and perfect.
Oh.
Just wanted to let you know.
Aw.
Thank you. I feel much far from amazing and perfect today. I feel, you know, troubled, yet optimistic.
This is America, a wake-up call for everyone to become better people.
That'd be nice. All right.
Someone said, 510 says, how many people exactly were arrested? We can ask Doug that next.
Actually, great. Jot that down. I would love to know what the exact number is because I didn't see anyone getting arrested. There had to have been arrests.
I saw that towards the end of the night.
Did you? Okay.
I saw people getting cuffed with those zip ties and thrown in the back of vans.
Well, at 6 p.m., a curfew went into effect, and supposedly everyone was supposed to get out or get rounded up, and I didn't see that.
You know 510 says, just tuned in. Who are we talking to? That was Doug Sovereign from our sister station, KCBS. Doug is an award-winning reporter. He's been with them forever. He's also a great writer. And so we'll check in with him again and get some of these questions asked. If you have a question you want asked that he might be able to answer, text it to us.
Absolutely.
800-400-3697. Sarah, what's coming up in the trash?
Music news right after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.